Rameau, in the book that the Rameau wrote, Rameau himself corresponded with Rabbi Yosef Karo. Even though Rameau was much younger in age, but they were contemporaries and they wrote to each other in matters of halacha and in matters of Torah. I mentioned to you that that Rabbi Yosef Karo lived in Tzfas. In Tzfas, in that period of time, three great people, it's more than three, but three giants lived together in a very small community. One was Rabbi Yosef Karo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch. One was Rabbi Moshe Alshich, who was the most famous orator of the time and a man of vast knowledge and talent. The third man was a man called Rabbi Yitzchok Luria, Rabbi Isaac Luria, who was known to us as the Ari, who was the probably the most famous Mekubal, the most famous man in the history of Kabbalah, and who did more than anybody else to popularize Kabbalah and to bring Kabbalah into Jewish life, into every facet of Jewish life. He was called the Ari, which means the lion, because that's like the abbreviation of his name, Eloki Rabbi Yitzchok, the godly Rabbi Isaac. And he and his students lived in Tzfas, which is one of the four holy cities in the land of Israel. There are four cities that are especially holy: Jerusalem, Hebron, Tveria, and Tzfas. And his students were called Gurim. They were called the cubs, the lion cubs. He was the lion and his students were the cubs. And he had many great men were his students, the most famous of whom were Reb Chaim Vital. Vital itself is the same name as Chaim. Vita in Latin means life, hence the name of the herring company. And the Rabbi Moshe Cordovero, whom I mentioned before, the Ramak, who is one of the great men of Kabbalah, and a man called Rabbi Shlomo Halevi Alkabitz, who is the author of the Lechododi, that poem that is recited in almost every Jewish synagogue in the world Friday nights to welcome the Shabbos. So that's one of the Talmidim of the Ari. The Ari's custom was to go out into the field and welcome the Shabbos, not in the synagogue, but to go out into the field to meditate the approach of the Queen of the Shabbos, etc. And much of that is reflected in the poem and in the ideas of Kabbalah. With many of our Shabbos Nigunim are written by the Ari, and his name appears in the acrostic, Yitzchok Luria. And his name, he was called Yitzchok Ashkenazi as well, because of the fact that his pedigree was not Sephardic, but he came from Ashkenazic Jews. And he also, the Ari, made a new nusach, a new form of prayer. We have Nusach Sfard, we have Nusach Ashkenaz. Nusach Ari is basically Nusach Sfard worked over Kabbalistically. And today, for instance, Nusach Ari is used by Chabad exclusively. There also are other Jews that daven Nusach Ari. For instance, in the Israeli army's official Nusach is also Nusach Ari, because they couldn't settle whether daven Sfard or Ashkenaz, and there it was dangerous because everybody had a submachine gun. Not like here in Shul where, you know, the danger is minimal. So they agreed that they would daven a neutral Nusach, which is Nusach Ari. But the Chabad Chassidim, because of the influence, the Kabbalistic influence, the ideas of the original Lubavitcher Rebbe, So Chabad Chassidim daven almost exclusively Nusach Ari.